thanks everyone for joining us for another Sibanya call. Just to touch on what we are covering today. So Sibanya had a quarterly operating update, and the last couple of reports we have spoken about the operations, but in this one there's something else I'd like to focus on. But at a very high level, production at the PGM operations were very good, 22% higher in the US, and basically flat at the South African and US recycling operations. Gold was 18% lower. That was due to closures at Kloof 4 and a slower than planned production buildup after seismic activity at Driefontein. And then on PGM prices, they deteriorated quite a lot. The 2E, 3E and 4E basket prices were down 32%, 56% and 38%. Gold was 11% higher. And there's also been a lot of restructuring going on at Sibanye, which has increased costs. Lower prices, higher costs, more than offset higher production. So that led to EBITDA being down 75% year on year. And the outlook for PGMs is asymmetrically positive, and we think Sibanye is in a good position to benefit from the PGM price recovery, which I think is on the horizon. What I really want to focus on in this presentation is the group's balance sheet. So a commentary from management suggested that they were engaging with lenders to temporarily increase their debt covenants. But for the time being, Sibanye's got sufficient liquidity to meet its debt obligations. But of course, the longer that PGM prices remain depressed, the bigger the risk becomes. And then we've trimmed our target price slightly. It's now $24.50. And our recommendation remains the same as a hold.